Grey-eyed Athena said to him, "Father of the blinding bolt, the dark storm-cloud, what words are these? The man is mortal, and his doom fixed long ago. Would you release him from his painful death? Then do so, but not all of us will praise you." Zeus, who gathers cloud, replied, "Take heart, my dear and honored child. I am not bent on my suggestion, and I would indulge you. Act as your thought inclines. Refrain no longer." So he encouraged her in her desire, and down she swept from ridges of Olympus. Great Achilles, hard on Hector's heels, kept after him, the way a hound will harry a deer's fawn he has startled from its bed, to chase through gorge and open glade, and when the quarry goes to earth under a bush, he holds the scent and quarters till he finds it. So with Hector. He could not shake off the great runner, Achilles. Every time he tried to sprint hard for the Dardan gates under the towers, hoping men would help him, sending missiles down, Achilles loomed to cut him off and turn him toward the plain, as he himself ran always near the city. As in a dream a man chasing another cannot catch him, nor can he in flight escape from his pursuer, so Achilles could not by swiftness overtake him, nor could Hector pull away. How could he run so long from death, had not Apollo, for the last time, the very last, come near to give him stamina and speed? Achilles shook his head at the rest of the Achaeans, allowing none to shoot or cast at Hector, none to forestall him and to win the honor. But when, for the fourth time, they reached the springs, the father poised his golden scales. He placed two shapes of death, death prone and cold, upon them, one of Achilles, one of the horseman, Hector, and held the midpoint, pulling upward. Down sank Hector's fatal day. The pan went down toward undergloom, and Phoebus Apollo left him. Then came Athena, grey-eyed, to the son of Peleus, falling in with him and near him, saying swiftly, "Now at last I think the two of us, Achilles loved by Zeus, shall bring Achaeans triumph at the ships by killing Hector, unappeased though he was ever in his thirst for war. There is no way he may escape us now, not though Apollo, lord of distances, should suffer all indignity for him before his father Zeus, who bears the storm cloud, rolling back and forth and begging for him. Now you can halt and take your breath, while I persuade him into combat face to face."